know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin now. Where are you this morning, Roland?
Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Speaking, giving the keynote at the Black Business Summit today. So looking forward to that, to all of our fans in Canada, Tom.
A lot of fans in Nova Scotia, Canada?
Yeah, and that was a critical point on the Underground Railroad. And in fact, blacks here go all the way back to the American Revolution in terms of fighting for their freedom with the British Army. So lots of history here for black folks here in Canada, tied to many African Americans as well. So
what's the temperature there?
It's it's going to be 85 degrees today. So it feels real good here. Don't have my golf club, Sybil, because I'm flying right back tonight. Got to do wash tomorrow. But, you know, I would have been in the golf course getting a look Canadian golf in. Next month, the International AIDS Summit is going to be taking place. The World AIDS Summit will be taking place in the United States. This is the first time it will be held in more than 20 years here. Joining us this morning to chat about that, but also a couple other critical issues, is Phil Wilson. He is the founder of the Black AIDS Institute. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. I opened up the Washington Post today, the website, and front page, the rate of AIDS among black poor women in Washington, D.C. has doubled. And many believe that is because of the aggressive effort to get folks tested to know their status.
Well, yes, we are doing a much better job in getting people tested. And, you know, Roland, today it has never been easier or more important for people to know their HIV test, know their HIV status. Today you can get an HIV test in most places for free. It's easy, no more blood. You can get tests without using needles. You can get the results back in less than an hour. So they're free and easy, and they get information that might save your life. And with HIV, knowing your HIV status is critically important.
If it's not blood, how does the test go?
They now use an oral swab that is like a Q-tip, and they swab your gum, and they put it in a solution, and they can identify whether you have HIV or not in that fashion.
At this conference, you guys are going to be releasing a report of the state of AIDS among black men in the United States.
Absolutely. The Black AIDS Institute is releasing the latest in our series of reports on the state of AIDS among black America. We release a report annually, and we release special reports. We've released the report on the state of AIDS among black women, among black youth. This particular report will be on the state of AIDS among black gay men in America. And we see some alarming data there, Roland and Tom. Number one, that rates among young black gay men in the United States rival those that we see in the worst hit parts of sub-Saharan Africa.
Wow.
In some cases, we see up to a 46% increase in new HIV cases in this population. And these are young men between the ages of 13 and 29.
Mm. This conference that is taking, first of all, and no doubt that those stats are alarming, and this conference taking place, it's also important because for the longest, it couldn't be held in the U.S. because the country barred anyone who was HIV positive from coming into the United States, and so therefore that was lifted by President Obama, correct?
Correct. And it allows us to have this conference in this country for the first time in over 22 years. And it allows us to have an opportunity to talk about the AIDS epidemic in this country on the global stage. And that's critically important.
Well, Phil, we'll be talking about this again next month as we near the conference. Sheila Johnson also is a huge supporter of the conference as well. We thank you for your work. And as you always say, and we always agree, get tested and know your status.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Take care.
21, past the hour.